This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today released 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. It will help in increasing farmers' income, enhance production and reduce costs. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and scientists. Discussing the importance of these new crop varieties, Mr. Modi stressed on the significance of value addition in agriculture. The farmers said that these new varieties will be highly beneficial as they will help reduce their expenditure and also have a positive impact on the environment. Mr. Modi also lauded the scientists for the development of these new crop varieties. Later, addressing media, Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, said that the seeds of these crops are climate friendly and can yield good crop even in adverse weather. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the cooperation between India and Maldives has moved beyond the traditional role as Maldives is a key partner in the Indian Ocean region. Inaugurating the Adu Reclamation Project and Adu Shore Protection Project in Maldives, Dr. Jaishankar said, development cooperation between the two countries is aimed at touching all facets of people's lives in Maldives and to find ways of bringing tangible benefits to them. He said, India has partnered with the government of Maldives on the Adu Reclamation and Shore Protection Project to find a sustainable way to develop Adu as a regional hub. Dr. Jaishankar said, this ambitious program of $80 million involves reclamation for tourism development purposes as well as for the overall economic development of Adu. Bangladesh's interim government head, Muhammad Yunus, has condemned the attacks on minority communities in the violence-hit nation, calling them as heinous. As per the media reports, Mr. Yunus, a Nobel laureate, also urged the students who are at the forefront of the protests to protect all Hindu, Christian and Buddhist families from harm. The United Nations also condemned the attacks on minorities in Bangladesh. Meanwhile, Indian-American lawmakers, in a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have called for congressional hearings on attacks on Hindus and other minority groups in Bangladesh. Yesterday, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protests in Bangladesh capital Dhaka and in Chattogram for the second consecutive day. They were demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism and attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army soldiers made the supreme sacrifice for the nation during an encounter between terrorists and security forces in Kokarnag area of Anantnag district yesterday. Two civilians were also injured in the crossfire. The encounter was underway when reports last came in. Further details are awaited. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed sadness at the loss of brave and fearless Indian Army soldiers in Anantnag. Mr. Singh expressed his condolences to the bereaved families and said that the nation stands firmly with them in this hour of grief. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Muzaffarabad, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. The IMD predicted heavy rainfall over the east, northeast and northwest regions of the country during the next 5 days. Meanwhile, National Capital Delhi received light to moderate rainfall today, making the weather pleasant. In Uttarakhand, vehicular movement is disrupted due to landslides at various places on the Chardham Yatra routes. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy rain continues in various parts. Life is disrupted in many areas due to floods and landslides. And after nearly 3 weeks of thrilling sports action, the Paris Olympics 2024 will conclude tonight with a grand closing ceremony at the iconic Stade de France Stadium. The ceremony is scheduled to begin at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. India ended its campaign at the Games on the 71st position with a silver and 5 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.